Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC's Quarter One 2013 results call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, during which, if you'd like to ask a question, you'll need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you this call is being recorded today, Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2013. I'd now like to hand over to your speaker today, Ms. Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Great. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our Q1 conference call. Today, conference call will contain a presentation, a formal presentation, which was posted to our website early in the morning, and then will be followed by a question-and-answer session. The presentation will be conducted by Alan Ikovic, who is the Chairman of our Supervisory Board, and will be followed by Erez Boniel, the Management Board member responsible for the finance. Thank you very much, and now let me hand over to Alan.
Thank you, Małgorzata. Good morning or good afternoon, everybody, and maybe for some good morning. First of all, I would like to and repeat what was announced this morning as well. I have been nominated as of yesterday by the Supervisory Board as the new Chairman of the Management Board of GTC SA from June 1st, 2013. So it will be my last presentation as Chairman of the Supervisory Board. If we go to slide four of the presentation, I will give you a few highlights, and then Erez, our CFO, will go through more details. In terms of operations, rental services for the first quarter were pretty much stable, despite the fact that we sold Platinum Business Park last year. We are at 30 million euro versus 32 million for Q1 2012, and 31 million for Q4 2012, last quarter. Earnings before taxes and revaluation are up by 5 million when compared to Q1 2012, and this is primarily because we increased our efficiency, decreased our costs, and improved the asset management that we own. In terms of devaluations, unfortunately, we were hit by a new law that was passed by the Romanian government, and we are fighting it. We hope to be able to reinstall the zoning for that land that we own, that we named Galeria Bucharest, for the planned Galeria that we have in Bucharest. But in the meantime, we had to, according to IFRS rules, based on the current law, we had to write off 15 million out of the 25 that you see there as a result of this law. And there was some increase in yields as well in Romania due to some sales that happened in Bucharest over the last quarter. We finalized the sale of Platinum number 5 on January, and we received an extra 60 million euro of cash. Our loan-to-value ratio is at 55% versus 60% in Q1. This is due primarily to the leveraging that we've done over the last 12 months. In terms of cash flow from operations, as well, we've seen improvement. We are at 5 million in Q1 2013 versus 3 million a year ago. If you look at the key achievements for the first quarter of 2013, we see that we have increased the occupancy by another 5,000 square meters of new leases, while we have renewed around 4,400 square meters of existing space. And as you can see, the names are the type of names that GTC deals with in its office projects. It's Accenture, IBM, Samsung, PKP, et cetera, et cetera. We expect this to continue for the next quarter. We have achieved a tremendous performance last year in terms of leasing, and we would like to get close to that for this year, but we cannot promise you anything, as you know. In terms of the development, new developments. We are very much focused on the development of the two malls in Warsaw, Galeria Wilanów and Galeria Białęka. We have signed heads of terms with Cinema City for both projects. We are still pretty much on target to start building and completing the projects in the years 2015-2016. It's a long process, and we are optimistic. In terms of market updates, we are experiencing difficult markets all over. And if I go into a little bit more details, office markets in Poland, you see more strength outside of Warsaw in cities like Krakow, Katowice, Poznan, and Wrocław, while we see a more difficult situation because of a large amount of new space coming on board in Warsaw. When we talk about other cities in retail, we see Belgrade as a pretty strong market still, while Bucharest has also a substantial amount of supply and is suffering from pressure on the rental levels. If we talk about Budapest, we also see, because of the political environment, we also see some difficulties. While in Czech, things are a bit more stable on the rental side and maybe picking up a little bit. In terms of retail, most of the retail markets in the regions we are active in are still difficult. People need to consume in order for our shopping centers to do better. They need to spend and buy, and today, due to the current market environment, it's not happening very much. Things are not getting better yet. We see two most important markets for us are Warsaw in Poland and Serbia, Belgrade in Serbia, where we would like to focus our immediate efforts in the coming year. If we move to residential markets, still no improvements. There may be no more deterioration, but we don't see any improvement at this point. Still pretty slow, even in Warsaw. And if we talk about investment markets, except for Poland, which is still very attractive for investors, maybe a little bit Czech, everything else is very, very quiet at this point. This summarizes my introduction to the presentation. I would like to handle the microphone to my colleague, Erez Boniel, the CFO of GTCSA. Erez?
Yes, thank you very much, Alan. Good afternoon, everyone. Start with the portfolio overview. In terms of the mix of our portfolio, there's no really change in Q1, apart from the fact that we sold the last building in Platinum Park, which somehow already was accounted for at the end of last year. It was presented as an asset held for sale. Therefore, the breakdown of the portfolio remain almost unchanged apart from the change in the valuations in Romania. The balance sheet also presents, in fact, the same scenario of value decrease in Romania. Other than that, all assets remained with the same value, and this was confirmed also by external valuers, although just a review, not in the scope that we're doing usually in June and December. However, another professional eye looked at that and confirmed the numbers. The passive side of the balance sheet, long-term financial debt versus short-term, we have a dedicated slide, so I will elaborate on that in the next slide. What we can see is that the leverage compared to the end of the year, 53% versus 55%, still remain in the same level. But when we look at the longer horizon, if we compare it to Q1, we see that we went quite a nice way by deleveraging from 60% to 55%. As we sell assets, the deleveraging process continues, and if not the devaluation that came from Romania, the leverage effect would be then minimal. In terms of liquidity, we can still see that most of the debt is due more than 5 years, while we have two years of a challenging debt situation, and this can be explained as the following. In the first year, we still have the loan from Stara Zagora that we negotiate, and this is scheduled to be classified as long-term upon signing. This time, we can say that the signing is expected, I would say, within 1 to 2 months. Other than that, asset held for sale, this is the loan that relates to NCC project. And as you know, we had intentions to repay that loan. The intention still exists. It shall be done by the end of the year, if not earlier than that. And therefore, it is included within liabilities to be repaid within 1 year. Residential loans are revolving lines related to residential projects, which are being paid as we sell. In this quarter, we sold apartments for 3 million euro, mostly in Romania, and therefore the loan has been decreased. Bonds, 103 million, actually were paid this week. And what we are left with in terms of bonds in the short run is the next tranche of 101 million euro. And of course, the tranche that we prolonged in November last year. When reviewing the second year, we can see the bonds that I just described, and some loans that, in fact, we restated or reset their covenants. And in 2 years, we will have to review the situation once again. They are long-term loans, but we present it here just for clarification. Out of the 98 million euro that are presented, 30 million refers to ongoing amortization, and 70 million are long-term loans that we monitor carefully. And when time will come, we will have to decide how to present them. Perhaps some of the covenants will be prolonged, or we will comply with them. The income statement shows clearly an increase in the rental margin. When we compare that to Q1 last year or Q4 last year, and this comes mainly thanks to savings or more efficiency in the asset management. Going down the lines, we can see some cost cutting also on the selling expenses as well as the G&A. This quarter we benefited from positive or cancellation of provision that was done in the last quarter. Therefore, the amount of G&A is really minimal. The revaluation line, as was explained already, 25 million, and therefore we end up with a profit for the period 26 after tax. If we neutralize the revaluation, we can say that basically the operation is balanced. But the best way to look at that is to look at the cash flow. And in terms of cash flow from operation, we generated 5 million in Q1. Versus 2 million in Q1 last year. The investment, in fact, again was minimal. It is impacted by sale of assets, but generally speaking, we talk about relatively low amount of investment because we focus on the development of the two shopping centers, and at this stage, at the design stage, the investment in this project is limited. In terms of sale of assets, we see here two effects. One is the sale of Platinum. The second is the VAT that was paid related to the sale that happened last year. So the impact here is also somewhat offsetting the two items offset each other. In terms of finance activity, repayment of long-term borrowing was dominating this group of cash flows. We repaid approximately $20 million as a net effect. And generally, the net change in cash was 27 million euro. We ended up with 200 million, of which, as mentioned, 100 were paid just this week to repay the bonds. In terms of our plans, we are looking forward for the next repayment, and we are preparing sufficient cash to meet our liabilities. That's all from my side, and I'll pass it to Małgorzata.
Operator, we are ready for question and answer session.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad, and you can cancel your request by pressing the hash key. Once more, that's star and one if you wish to ask a question. Your first question today comes from Tomasz Krukowski from Deutsche Bank. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. This is Tomasz Krukowski, Deutsche Bank. I have one question referring to your possible asset disposal. Can you please comment something on the state of the investment market right now and about possibility of you disposing some asset, especially something which is not placed in Poland? Thank you.
The answer is that indeed it is very hard, especially outside of Poland. We are currently holding negotiations for the sale of specific assets, but I fully agree with you, it is more likely to happen in Poland than outside of Poland in today's market.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Once again, that's star and one if you wish to ask a question. That's star and one. Your next question comes from Michael Kuzawinski from J.P. Morgan. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Michael Kuzawinski from J.P. Morgan. I have a question on the status of development of the two Warsaw malls, Wilanów and Białołęka. Can you give us an update, and when are you planning to submit building permits for both projects? Thank you.
Yeah, our plan is to, originally we were expecting to do that in the first quarter of this year. We are now talking about going for building permit either end of second quarter or early third quarter.
For both projects?
Yes.
Do you have all the approvals already in place? Does it require any action on the part of the local authorities?
Well, the reason that we are being delayed is exactly because of that. It's taking a little bit more time, but we, as I said, we expect to have these approvals second quarter, end of second quarter or early third quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, that's star and one if you wish to ask a question. Star and one. Your next question comes from Andrzej Nowaczek from ING. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question on your maturities beyond 2013. I think on the page 13 of the presentation, we have a slide showing about 200 million euro in bonds and project finance amortization. Can you give us a date when these bonds and project financing is due for repayment in 2014?
Yes, the bonds are due in April 2014, by the end of April. By the 30 of April, if I'm not wrong, or 27 of April. And the project amortization, this is something that we do on monthly basis. So that's about 3 million per month. The remaining 70 million, I believe that we will be able to prolong it. Simply technically, it's not the time to do it right now.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think would be the prime source of cash for the repayment of 2014 maturities? I understand that potential asset disposal could be one, but if say asset disposal do not materialize, what's the plan B for the 2014 repayments?
We have several sources. One is the asset disposal. Indeed, is a major source. Second, it could be a refinance of projects in CEE. The third, of course, is the cash that we generate. There might be a certain portion of the bonds that will be prolonged. I don't have anything concrete, but some bondholders expressed interest. And there might be certain portion of that that we will agree to prolong. These are the immediate sources. Of course, we can find the sources. We have cash, so it's simply to allocate cash from one use to another. So that's another source.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. Thank you, Aris.
Once again, that's star and one if you wish to ask a question. Star and one. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you, thank you everybody for your participation, and talk to you in 3 months' time. Goodbye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.